ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 1, ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ 1. ಅಥ ಪ್ರಥಮೋಧ್ಯಾಯಃ. ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಉವಾಚ. ಧರ್ಮಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇ
ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇ
ಸಮವೇತಾಯುಯುತ್ಸವಃ. ಮಾಮಕಾಃ ಪಾಂಡವಾಶ್ಚೈವ. ಕಿಮ ಕುರ್ವತ ಸಂಜಯ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ the great battle occurs. It is known as Mahabharata Yuddham. This Mahabharata Yuddham, the battle of Mahabharata, has taken place because of brothers who are all fighting each other. Yuddham is because of the fighting is between both brothers, cousin brothers. We know that story part when Pandavas were cheated by Kauravas and Pandavas were sent to Ajnatavasam, Aranyavasam. After that Duryodhana has to return that kingdom to Pandavas. How this has taken place? First, Dhritarashtra was, even though he is an elderly person to that Kaurava Vamsha, since he is blind, he cannot rule the kingdom. Dhritarashtra is a blind person. According to Shastra, Dharma Shastra, a handicapped person should not rule the country. Since Dhritarashtra is a handicapped person, blind person, even though he is elderly person, brother of Pandu, he is not supposed to rule the kingdom. Therefore, Pandu, even though he is a younger brother, younger than Dhritarashtra, Pandu Raja is ruling the kingdom. When he was ruling the kingdom, on the name of Dhritarashtra. Once Pandu is ruling the kingdom, he is taking care of the Kauravas and Pandavas equally. He educated both of them, his children and Dhritarashtra's children also. But Duryodhana, the son of Dhritarashtra, was so envious. My father is the eldest one in the family. Actually, this kingdom has to be ruled by me after my father, who thought, Duryodhana thought. But since my father is blind, since he cannot rule the kingdom, this Pandu Maharaja is ruling the kingdom. And the Pandu, who is ruling the kingdom on behalf of his brother, Dhritarashtra, then generally Pandavas are going to become the rulers next. Pandavas are going to be the rulers next, that Duryodhana thought. I am not getting any respect in this society. Only Panduputras, Pandavas are only getting respect in the society. Not only that, they are all Daivamsha Sambhutas Pandavas. Each Pandava is one Amsha of like Vayuputra, Indra, Yama, like that. Yudhishthira is Yamadharma Raja Amsha. Bhima is Vayu Amsha. Nakula Sahadevas are Ashwini Kumara's Amsha. And Arjuna is Indra Amsha. Like that, one Devata blessing, Kunti has got all those five Pandavas. So, by birth they are very powerful. In everything they are getting, in everything they are excels. That Duryodhana could not withstand because of jealousy. No? That jealousy made him to send the Pandavas to Aranyam, forest. But genuinely he has to give, after that 14 years he has to give back, or 13 years something, he has to give back the kingdom. But he is not ready. Therefore, the war has to take place. Duryodhana himself invited, if they want kingdom, let them come and fight. Let them come and fight and take the kingdom, if possible. At that time, finally Lord Krishna come to conclusion. No, Sama, Dana, Bheda, all over. That Sandhi is over, treaty is over, everything is over. Finally, Duryodhana and Arjuna approached Lord Krishna. Once war is decided, that time Krishna asked, what for you have come, both of you? Duryodhana also came, Arjuna also came. What do you want? First, Duryodhana came when Krishna was sleeping. Lord Krishna was sleeping, Duryodhana came. And he thought he don't want to disturb Krishna, just he sat there. Where to sit? He don't want to sit near the feet of Krishna. Therefore, he sat near the head of Krishna, behind him. Then later Arjuna came. Arjuna sat at the feet of Lord Krishna. After some time Krishna woke up and he saw first Arjuna. Once you open your eyes, you cannot see back, no? You see only front. So he saw Arjuna. And Arjuna is younger than Duryodhana. Then Lord Krishna asked, let me ask Arjuna. First I saw Arjuna. Arjuna is younger than you. Let Arjuna ask what he wants. Then Arjuna asked, I want you to be with me in the battlefield. When I am going to fight with the Kauravas, you have to come and help me. And Duryodhana thought, what a foolish thing Arjuna asked. Duryodhana came to ask full army of Lord Krishna. The entire army of Lord Krishna, Duryodhana asked next. First Arjuna asked, hey Krishna, if you are there with me in the battlefield, it is enough for me, it is a great blessing for me. For that Lord Krishna said, see, I am useless fellow, I can't do anything in the battlefield. I don't want to take a weapon. I don't want to fight in the battlefield. What is the use of that? Arjuna said, no, even though you are not fighting, you be with me enough. Just drive my chariot. Be as a charioteer to me. Then Duryodhana asked, you give entire your army to me. So, in this what you can understand, where there is Daiva Balam, there is Vijayam. Where there is no Daiva Balam, there cannot be Vijayam. Daivam is always by the side of Dharma. So, Arjuna is a Dharmika Purushaha. Duryodhana is Adharmik. That's why he asked for Sainyam, not for Bhagavan. What Lord Krishna can do, even he cannot use his Sudarshana Chakram. He cannot fight, he cannot hold the weapon. Such Krishna, by keeping him, what is the use? Duryodhana thought. But whereas Arjuna thought, watch, hey Bhagavan, simply you be with me. That shows the nobility, nobleness, good nature of Arjuna. Bhakti, Daiva Bhakti, Daiva Balam, Dharmika always, Dharmika Purushas always want Bhagavan only. So the character of Duryodhana and Arjuna you can understand by this incident. So with that background, the war is going to start now. At that time, Arjuna accumulated lot of weapons when he was in the forest. And he got lot of weapons from devatas also. Mahasangramam is going to take place. We have to fight with the Kauravas. Therefore, he has accumulated lot of weapons prepared and kept ready. And waiting every day, he is sharpening the weapons. This is the job. Arjuna, every day he is sharpening the arrows and knife and all these khadgams and all. This is the vela. Then this side Duryodhana also ready for war. That side Pandavas also ready for war. This is the situation. Now they have assembled in the battlefield. Finally, the war has to take place. There is no way out. The war definitely involves violence. Every war, yuddham, involves what? Violence. Himsa is involved. Is this violence is required or not? It is required. Dharma yuddha, dharma, dharmic violence is always inevitable. Sometimes we also scold our children, we beat our children also. To correct them, you have to. Similarly, dharma yuddha, seek, you have to take violence. Even though violence is involved, but dharma yuddha is inevitable, compulsory. Not only that, in this, from philosophical angle also, we can see this whole Bhagavad Gita. You can see in a philosophical angle. What is that philosophical angle? Na? Pandu putras. Pandu means white. Sattva guna pradhanam. For Vedantic students, this application is very, very relevant. That's why I want to present a Vedantic application. Pandu represents sattva guna, white color. White color always represents sattva guna. Sattva guna represents jnanam. That's why Saraswati Devi always wear the white sari. Jnana represents. This side, Dhritarashtra is blind, he represents ajnanam. In blindness, everything is dark. In darkness, you cannot see anything. In darkness, what remains? No, ignorance remains. So, Dhritarashtra represents ignorance. Pandu represents knowledge. Dhritarashtra represents tamoguna, rajoguna. Pandu represents sattvaguna. Pandavas 5 represents sattvaguna sampannaha. They represents our sense organs, which are all thoughts. 5 sense organs, which are all helping for spiritual pursuit. Always good people, noble thoughts are always less. Noble thoughts in our mind also less in number. Good people are less in number. Dharmic people are less in number. Pandavas are also only 5. On fingertips you count. 5 Pandavas. Very, very less minority in number. No. Very much in minority. Whereas you see the Kauravas, not 1 or 2 or 3 or 5, 10, 20, hundreds of 100 Kauravas. All Dushta Chetushtaya Sampannaha. What are all evil qualities to be there? All are there with Kauravas. Pandavas are all good, Daivi Sampannaha. Duryodhana's brothers, all of them are Asuri Sampannaha. What it represents in our body, mind complex also, we have good thoughts and bad thoughts. So there are some virtues in us, there are some vices also unknowingly, some short-temperedness, kovam, or some weakness, fear, some sort of unwanted, unhealthy, spiritually unfriendly thoughts also possible in our character. Good nature, some good qualities also we have on the other side, but they are all very feeble, less in number, but weaknesses are more in number. There is tug of war between good and bad in our own personality. Conflict is there. Every human being undergoes this conflict. Whether we like it or not, we have come with our swabhava from janmas and janmas. That yuddha, Mahabharata yuddha, every day is going on within us. Dharma adharma yuddha, conflict is going on. Whether to do this or not to do this. Shall I do this or not? This samdigdha avasthana. It is there. But who win over finally? It shows our destination, our life. If dharmic tendencies or virtues win over, even though they are less in number, this person's life is more in spiritual upliftment, it will take place. He become a noble person, a Mahatma. If I allow the good thoughts and good character, virtues, I have to help them. Otherwise, if I vote for these weaknesses, which are all vices, wrong, which are not good, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, this side, prema, karuna, all these good virtues, there is a tug of war. Satyam, asatyam, dharmam, adharmam. This is going on. So therefore this battle, whether it has happened or not, we need not worry about the history of the story, no. We have to take the moral in that, what we have to draw that, no? Extract that meaning to our life. We have to learn. That's why first shloka begins with what? Even first shloka you can see from philosophical angle. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre. Sanjaya asked by Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra is asking. Hey Sanjaya, Dhritarashtra uvachan. He is asking Sanjaya. Dhritarashtra is having a doubt. This Kurukshetra is such a place. Whoever enters into that field, even bad, evil thought, that person also will change, become a dharmic person. Dhritarashtra has got a doubt. These Pandavas have entered the Kurukshetra battlefield to fight. Since they are dharmic people, they may change their mind not to fight. So let us not fight. Let us, Kauravas, let them rule kingdom. Why we want kingdom? Anyhow, we are adjusted, accommodated in the forest life. Let us continue there itself. Arjuna mind, Pandava's mind may change after coming to battlefield. Who thought? Dhritarashtra, tell me what is happening there. That is the intention of Dhritarashtra. Arjuna can change his mind and go away from the battlefield so that his children are safe, Kauravas. Because that Kshetra has got a, Kurukshetra has got a, such a power. Whoever enter there, another Yajna Valkya asked one muni, what is the greatness of this Kurukshetra? Na, whoever enters into this field, that person will get Brahma Prapti, Moksha Prapti. And the Kurukshetra has got such a place, power. And whoever dharmic, they will win over there. That is why it is called Dharmakshetram. Another name of Kurukshetra is Dharmakshetra. What is the philosophical meaning here? Highly philosophical. You have to derive. You cannot get all these things in commentaries, but you have to derive. How? Kshetra means a field. Field means a place, a ground. You sow the seed, the plant, it sprouts and it gives fruits. Kshetram. Similarly, this body is a kshetram. Kuru kshetram means. Kuru means do your duty in artha. By doing karma yoga, do your duty, acquire punya, nullify your papam. Through punya, you get jnana yogyata, guru prapti, shastra prapti, then moksha. No other being in the creation can acquire punya. Even devatas cannot acquire punya. No other being can acquire punya. They cannot acquire punya because they are only exhausting their punya prarabdha. Punya papa prarabdha, they are exhausting other beings. Human beings alone can do fresh karma, they can acquire punya. If there is a papa, they can nullify the papa, they can dissolve the papa, they can dilute the papa by doing good actions. That is why we should know the importance of human life first. Devata's life is also not highly significant. They are also bhoga pradhanam, they are exhausting their punya. Animals, birds, other beings are exhausting their papa. Devatas cannot acquire new punya. Animals, beings, other beings cannot acquire new punya. Then who can acquire punya? Only human being. We are what? We are human beings. This opportunity given to only human beings. So what? Devatas, after exhausting their punya, they have to come to human birth again to get moksha. Animals also, since they cannot acquire new punya by doing actions, their life is only what you can call, they are doing only according to their instinctive one matter. Instinctive nature, that is. They don't have willpower. Therefore, human being alone can do that. Kurukshetram, this is called Kurukshetram. Karma Kuru, do your duty. How? Nishkamataya Anara. Do your duty, you will get moksha Anara. Even Vivekananda said, it seems, by playing football, you can get moksha. By playing football also, you can get moksha Anartha. It indicates you do your duty, whatever situation is given to you is the best situation. Football, don't go to that octopus, ball and all, okay. See, they also have trust in that, no? That's wonderful, no? Anyhow, so that means what? It shows do your duty in Kurukshetram. Kuru means what? Kru dhatu, to be. To perform duty, to do an artham. Kridhat, krinjidhat. And the Kuru, krinjidhat, to perform your duty. Where to perform? Why to perform? In this human body. That is why this land is called Karma Bhumi. Bharata Bhumi is Karma Bhumi. Other than Bharata Bhumi, every Bhumi is Bhoga Bhumi. They don't have trust in karma, karma phalam, punya, papa and all. Nowhere in the world. This is karma bhumi. For what? To acquire punya, therefore it is called punya bhumi. karma bhumi, punya bhumi annaru. For what sake annaru? Dharma kshetram annaru. This kshetram is dharma kshetram, all purusharthas you can accomplish. How many purusharthas are there? Begin with dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Final goal is moksha. If you lead a dharmic life, adhato dharma jignasa, you start. Lead a dharmic life, follow Vedic lifestyle and do your duty, and slowly you become a dharmic person, earn money, legitimately, moderately fulfill your desires, kama, dharma, artha, kama. What comes next? Moksha. So now tell me, where is Kurukshetra? Where is dharma kshetra? Here itself. Where is war? Here itself. Conquer your lower nature. Own up your higher nature. Pandavas indicates higher nature. Kauravas indicates lower nature. Therefore, you have to destroy the lower nature. Conquer, win over your higher nature. You get moksha. Vijayam is yours. Victory is yours. V stands for victory. Vijayam is yours. What is Vijayam? Success in your life. Moksha is the success. What is moksha? Where there is no shoka, moha is moksha. Sorrow-free life. No. This is the background of whole Bhagavad Gita. With this background, we have to study. Dhritarashtra, Kauravas represents adharma, Pandavas represent dharma. The clash, the quarrel, the fight between dharma and adharma. So therefore, you have to vote for dharma. You have to avoid adharma. Now, Dhritarashtra is asking, Mamakaha, my children, that itself shows. What Dhritarashtra asking? Look into the shloka. Mamakaha Pandavaha Kim Akurvata Yutsavaha. Both are interested in fighting. What did my people, Parango? He is not having that much love and affection upon Pandavas. If it is there, our people and Sholalamilyo, my people and Pandu sons, and he is asking. That attachment towards his son alone is the cause to destroy the Duryodhana. Duryodhana Swabhava is nourished by the Dhritarashtra only. Another important, significant point we have to note, when father is blind, mother has to take care of the father's job also, and she has to take care of 100 children. Unfortunately, Gandhari also closed her eyes. The moment marriage day onwards, she tied her eyes. She had never seen to her son's face. Eye to eye contact is not there. So Duryodhana, all Kauravas brought up without eye to eye contact parents. Kauravas missed that eye contact of their parents. Once the eye contact is missing, a child cannot grow in a healthy way. This is the unintelligent way approach Gandhari took. The character of Gandhari and Kunti, comparative study we have to do. Just as I did Dhritarashtra and Pandu. Similarly, Kauravas and Pandavas. Similarly, Kunti and Gandhari also. The characters you see, Kunti is one. Even Pandu died. No? Kunti is very much interested in her children's well-being. She has taken care of them in every step of their attempt. And every achievement, the Kunti is there behind the Pandavas. But Gandhari is not there behind the Kauravas. Because she cannot command, she cannot correct the Duryodhana, because she has blindfolded. She is as good as blind. Kannu irundhu kuda blind. Kannu illamal kuridan, ivar Dhritarashtran. Kannu irundhu kuda kuridan andamma. In the mother parents irundhana, eppadi irupa children ani, Kauravas are the exemplary. So mother has to look into her child eyes and talk. Otherwise children cannot grow in a dharmic way. They become threat to the family, to the society also. Exemplary Dhritarashtra, Gandhari and Kauravas. And the Kunti, how she has taken care of in spite of her, the Pandu's husband's absence. And they are only five in number. No Rajyam, nothing is there. But always she used to give, you know, strength to Pandavas. So mother should be like Kunti, not like Gandhari. She should not encourage the weakness of her husband. No? So therefore, Kauravas, all of them are not able to know what is good, what is right. And they have gone up to that mark to insult even Draupadi. No? All atrocities Kauravas are ready to do. Everything they know what they are doing, but the parents could not correct them. That shows here also, Mama Kaha, my children, Pasham, my children. And he thought, suppose even Duryodhana also may stop battle. Avanikadi Alochana, Dhritarashtraniki, what they were doing there, Samavetaha, who are all assembled in Dharma Kshetre, Kurukshetre. Akurvata, what they do in that battlefield, please tell me. Next shloka we will read. Sanjaya Uvache Drishtva Tu Pandavanikam Vyodham Duryodhanastadha Acharyamupasangamya Raja Vachanam Abravit. Now Sanjaya replying to Dhritarashtra. Sanjaya Uvacha, who is serving like a television now. No? Sanjaya with Dora Drishti, he is giving the whole picture of Mahabharata Kurukshetra Yuddham. He is going to give the picture to Dhritarashtra. Sanjaya Uvacha. Sanjaya said. What he said. Drishtva Pandavanikam Yudham, having seen that arrayed assembled army of Pandavas. Pandavanikam means the army of Pandavas. Drishtva, having seen. Yudham means it is arranged in a strategic manner. Not just bead, not just a group crowd. But it is well arranged in a strategic way in their own places. Ready to fight. Very intelligently they have arranged. That is called Vyodham. Vyoham, Chakra Vyoham. All Vyohams are there. Padma Vyoham. If you know, Vyoham means there are people arranged in such a way. If you want to go inside, it is very difficult how to go, where to go, you do not know. That is a Vyoham. If you enter, you cannot come outside. And the Madri Rukum. That is called strategy in there. Vyoham, Vyodham. Raja Duryodhanaha. Now he is only Raja, no? Duryodhana is only Raja. What Raja? having cheated all Pandavas, he is ruling that Hastinapura, Indraprastha. That Raja, Duryodhana, what he said, he has to address like that only. In a Dhritarashtra, no? Your son, Raja, Duryodhana, praising in matter. And then Dhritarashtra kopam vandadu. Raja, Duryodhana, Drishtva, having seen this arranged army of Pandavas, Acharyam Upasangamya, he approached his guru. Sanjay is telling to Dhritarashtra, your son, Raja Duryodhana, having seen the Pandavas army, he approached his guru. Who is his guru? Dronacharya. Acharyam, Dronacharyam, Upasangamya, having approached, having seen the army, he has approached Dronacharya. Vachanam abravid, having approached Dronacharya, these words he spoke. Duryodhana spoke these words from third verse onwards up to 11th verse, Duryodhana's words. What Duryodhana said to Dronacharya, those words Sanjaya is enumerating to Dhritarashtra. Your son is talking like this with Dronacharya. Acharya means here guru anartham, his guru. He has approached his guru anar. What he says, we'll read the shloka number 3. Pashyaitam Panduputranam. Acharya Mahatim Chamum. Vyudham Drupada Putrena. Tava Shishena Dhimata. This shloka, from third shloka onwards up to 11th shloka, Arjuna, Duryodhana's mind, his thinking pattern is shown. How diffidence he is. There is internal diffidence, inferiority complex in Duryodhana. All these words of Duryodhana indicates that Duryodhana's fear inside, in his heart, there is a lot of fear. Therefore, that he is conveying to his teacher, Dronacharya, therefore, he should not take it as easy. No? This war, don't take it as easy. You see, who are all standing Pandava's side. He is showing the Drupada first, Rishtadyumna, Drupada Putra. He says, Pashya Yetam Pandavan Putranam Pashyanar. Hey Acharya, may you see these sons of Pandu, Pandu Putranam, Pashya. May you see those Pandavas, how they are standing to fight with us. You are Acharya, Guru standing here, but they are standing there to fight with you. Pandu Putranam, Pashya. Pashya, may you see them? They are all standing that side. How they are standing? Mahatim Chamum. With vast army. He Acharya, he is addressing his teacher. He Acharya. Acharya word is there in the shloka. He Acharya, oh my guru, beloved guru, revered guru. He Acharya. He is addressing his guru. To create interest, because Dronacharya is always favorite student is Arjuna. Arjuna is standing that side. That also knows, Duryodhana knows. And always Dronacharya praising Arjuna only, no? Having seen Arjuna, this Dronacharya should not lose his heart. Yo, my Arjuna is that side, my Arjuna is that side. Hey Acharya, you see how Panduputras are standing in there. With Mahatim Chamum, with a vast army they are standing. How much army is there? 7 Akshauhini Sainyam they have. These Kauravas have 11 Akshauhini Sainyam. No? Akshauhini anna, thousands and thousands in number. One Akshauhini. Like that 7,000 they are, with compared to Duryodhana army, they are very less. Even half we can say. Nearly half of the army, of Duryodhana's army. But he says, vast army. Mahatim chamamana. Enna idu? Inferiority dane? Diffidence anmat. Why? In spite of you are having 11 Akshauhini, entire Krishna's army is with you, but still you are saying what? Vast army anna. By seeing Pandava army, what you have to say? Very less army than Sholeno. Why you are saying Mahatim Chamamana? Duryodhana knows that he did lot of wrong things. Adharma is with him only. When adharma is there, when you are not right, when you go wrong way, that you know that you are wrong, you cannot trust other people. The trust cannot come from within heart. When you cannot trust others, you cannot rely upon any person. Here he is relying upon Dronacharya. Because he is in adharma side, adharmic, he is having diffidence. Therefore, he cannot trust Dronacharya. Duryodhana can never trust anybody. Even Dronacharya, his own guru, even though he is fighting with him, along with him only he is fighting with the Pandavas. He is on the side of the Kauravas. But he is not having trust on Dronacharya. Therefore, he is telling, hey Acharya, Pashya, Mahatim Chamum, Panduputranam Mahatim Chamum Pashya. May you see the great vast army of Pandavas, Panduputras. Not only that, it is arranged, assembled by, planned by, strategically by Drupada Putrena Vyudhamana. This is arranged by whom you know? Drupada Putra. Who is Drupada Putra? You know? Drupada, your friend. Drupada and Drona, Drupada means Draupadi's father. Drupada Putrena means Draupadi's brother. Drupada Putra means son of Drupada. Draupadi is the daughter of Drupada. So, son of Drupada becoming what to this Draupadi and brother? Drishtadyumna. Drishtadyumna born especially to kill Drona. Drupada and Drona were friends when they were studying in Gurukulam. At that time, this Dronacharya is even a poor Brahmana. Drupada is a king, Raja. And they were very close friends. Drupada asked once Dronacharya when they were studying, hey Drona, whatever you want in your life, you come, any help I am ready to do. Who said? Drupada said that time. When they were college students, Gurukula students, Drupada gave the word to Dronacharya. Dronacharya said, yes, I will come. Whenever I want help from you, I will come. Then Drupada became a great Raja and a kingdom. He is having everything. The Drona Brahmana, very poor, and he wants to some food for his livelihood, to where to live and all. He was searching, and one day he went to Drupada to seek help from Drupada. At that time Drupada asked, I am Drona, I am your friend. Then he said, I don't know who you are. Drupada said, not only that, he insulted much more. Drupada insulted Drona and he sent him away without helping him. That Dronacharya couldn't withstand. That is why he was so angry. I have to take revenge on Drupada annaru. Then what he did, one day he asked Arjuna, hey Guru, what Gurudakshina you want? When Pandavas are all learning from Dronacharya, Arjuna asked, hey Guru, what do you want as Gurudakshina? This is the right time to take revenge upon Drupada. Then Dronacharya asked, you know, you go and bring that Drupada and tie him and bring him in front of me. He has to ask apology from me. And Arjuna went and fought with Drupada and tied him to the chariot, and he brought him in front of Drona. From that time, Drupada want to take vengeance upon Dronacharya. I am going to get a son. Anyhow, I am not going to fight with you. You are so powerful. I will get a son who can kill you. For that sake, Drupada did tapas. He did yajna, yaga, homa, everything he did lot of abhicharika karmas, what he should not do. He asked in that yajna, he asked a varam, that devata came and he asked a varam, I want a son who can kill Dronacharya. So for that sake, he got Drishtadyumna. Drishtadyumna born especially to kill Dronacharya. And that Drishtadyumna also went to learn archery from Dronacharya. Drona knows that Drupada Putra born to kill me. And Drupada Putra, Drishtadyumna went and approached Dronacharya. Hey Dronacharya, please teach me archery. The fighting, then archery, all these things. Dronacharya is expert in archery. Drona knows this Drishtadyumna who is born to kill him only. Drona knows by that time. Still he taught. Because one student approach, you should not say no. Hey Dronacharya, now this Duryodhana showing, keeping all this in his mind. If it's Drona story, Duryodhana keeping in his mind, telling to this Dronacharya, hey Acharya, look at this person. Who is he, you know? Drupada Putra, to whom you taught. Now he is ready to fight with you. He has arranged the whole army. Drupada Putrena Vyudham Mahatim Chamum Pashya. Who is this person? Tavasishyena. Drupada Putra Drishtadyumna is not somebody else, no? He is your own Sishya. Kindle Pandra. He is teasing Dronacharya. Inna madra asat tanamana velella panditellane. How can you teach to that Drishtadyumna? You taught, now you are paying the price. You see, he is standing in front of you. No? The whole Mahabharata is nothing but vengeance, no? Tit for tat story, Mahabharata. Ellarume Karnan ahattum, Bhishman ahattum, Ashwathama ahattum, including Draupadi, ella tit for tat, you know, tit for tat anna. Ettlavadu avanga lesson teach pannanum anna madri, ella kadha appadi dhaan nadakkum. So, tavasishyena dhimata, how courageous, how bold he is na. Dhimata anna courageous, bold an artham. Very intelligent enough. No? He has learned from you only, and he is standing in front of you to fight with you. No? Dhimata, tavasishyena. So, pasya, acharya, pasya, paru, and children. Arjuna, Drona is seeing all of them. Enna pandra in the Duryodhana making me to stand and see all of them. No? Not only that, he continues, fourth shloka. Atra Shura Maheshwasaham Bhimarjuna Samayudhim Yuyudhano Viratascha Drupadascha Maharathaham drishtaketuschekitanah kashirajascha viryavan purujit kunti bhojascha shaibhyascha narapungavah yudhamanyuscha vikrantah uttamaujascha viryavan saubhadro draupadiyascha sarva eva maharathah atra. In this Pandava's army, in Artham, in this Pandava's army, who are all there? He is enumerating the Raja's name, the warrior's name, one by one. He is introducing all of them. Not nearby, they are all standing that side, and Duryodhana is introducing each and every one by name to create the preparation, no? To create the preparation in the mind of Dronacharya, who are all there, not ordinary Rajas. Maharathas are there. That's what he says. All these names, what we read now in the three shlokas, these are all the names of those kings. Not ordinary people, all Maharathis. Maharathi is one who can fight at a time with 10,000 soldiers. 10,000 people at a stretch. He is called Maharathi. Maharathaha. Eko dasha sahasrani yodhayed yastu dhanvinam. In archery, that he is capable of fighting with, using the archerina. Archer means a bow and arrow. Eko dasa sahasrani. 10,000 people he can fight each. Not only that, at the same time he had to protect, the warrior has to protect his horses, his chariot and his charioteer driver. So when he is fighting with all those armies, he has to protect himself first. Then only he can fight. Not only protecting himself, he has to protect what? His driver. If a driver is not there, he cannot fight with others. The driver has to be protected, and he has to protect horses also. The Shatru can put arrow either to horse also, either to driver also, either to chariot also, either to the warrior also. So all these he has to protect. And he has to fight with so many thousands of people. A person who can fight like that at a stretch is called Maharatha. You know how many Maharathas are there towards Pandava's side? Come and listen, see, look at them. He says, atra shuraha maheshwasaha. Maheshwasaha means who yield great arrows, not ordinary arrows, very powerful arrows. Those arrows, maheshwasaha, many powerful archers. Maheshwasaha means archers in artha. Maheshwasaha means great archers. Who are there? Bhima Arjuna Samaha. Bhima also very powerful. Arjuna also powerful. Equal to Bhima Arjuna, these kings are there standing. Bhima Arjuna Samaha means who are all equal to Bhima and Arjuna. Where they are standing, not somewhere. Yudhi in this battlefield. Yuyudhanaha, number one. Now he is enumerating nearly 17 Rajas. 15 to 17 Rajas are coming. Yuyodhanah, number one, Satyaki, other name is called Yuyodhanah. Expert, no? The Satyaki is expert, no? In archery. Viratah, Matsyadesha Raja, Virata Raja, King of Virata country. Drupadah, Draupadi's father. Maharathah, these are all Maharathah. Then Drishtaketuhu, Drishtaketu means whose flag, Ketu anna flag. Drishta means bhayam, bhayankarama irukuma. Avanu flag paakkaradhukke bhayama enemies ki. Drishtaketu means whose flag is frightening the enemy in artham. It's called Drishtaketuhu. Every chariot is having a flag, you know. Chekitanah, another Raja's name, Chekitanah. Viryavan Kasi Rajah, Kashi Raja, the powerful king of Kashi. And Purujit, Purujit means who create the kingdoms. Purujit or Raja, who create kingdoms. A lot of kingdoms he is having, he occupy the kingdoms. Purujit. Kunti Bhoja Hana, Kunti Bhoja Raja, Shaibyaha, another Raja, Narapungavaha, all these are Narapungavas, Naranam Pungavahana. They're all very great among human beings in Artham. Ordinary, not ordinary people, among men, they're all very great. Yudhanaha, powerful Yudhamanyuhu, Vikrantahana, powerful Yudhamanyuhu. Then Uttamaujaha Viryavan. Uttamaujaha means peer, name of the king. Uttamaujas Sakarantaha Pumlingaha. Uttamaujaha Nade Pradhama Ekavachanam only, not Bhavachanam. Uttamaujaha Nachiketa Shabdamadri. Uttamaujaha, who is very viryavan, powerful, valiant. And so Saubhadraha, Abhimanyu, son of Subhadra. Subhadrayaha Apatyam Puman Saubhadraha. Draupadeyaha, Draupadyaha Apatyam Puman. Five sons Draupadi has got. Prativindya, Shruta Shoma, Shruta Kirti, Shatanika, and Shruta Sena. These are the five sons of Draupadi. All these Rajas are standing with Pandavas. They are helping the Pandavas. All are great Maharathas, valors, valorous and very powerful kings, equal to Bhima and Arjuna. Therefore what? Hey Acharya, careful you have to fight. Then their list is over. Now let us introduce our list. Seven Akshavahini Sainyam is there. With these great Rajas, kings are all there. And now I am going to introduce our army. Asmakam tu vishishtaye. Tani bodhadvijottamam. Nayaka mama sainyasya. Sanyartham tan brevimite. If a person fight with 10,000 Maharatha, if you fight less than 10,000, it is called Atirathaha. If you fight limitless, with no limit, no? That is called Atirathaha. Maharathak means Atirathaha. Atirathana, Karna is Atirathaha. Countless number of people, they fight. Like that, Atiratha. Then if you fight with 100, that person is called Rathaha. Not Maharathaha, only Rathaha. Less than 100 and Ardharadaha. இதெல்லாம் கணக்கு, இதெல்லாம் வார் ஃபீல்டில் தே ஹாவ் லாட் ஆஃப் ஸ்ட்ராட்டஜிஸ். நவ் அஸ்மாக்கந்தோ ஏ விசிஷ்டாய் ஹே த்விஜோத்தமா, ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோகாஸ்லாம் ஹி அட்ரஸ்ட் ஹிம் ஆச்சாரியா, நவ் ஹீஸ் அட்ரஸிங் த்ரோணாச்சாரியாஸ் த்விஜோத்தமா, த்விஜானாம் உத்தமஹான், த்விஜோத்தமா பிராமணோத்தமா பிராமண ஸ்ரேஷ்டா. த்ரோணாச்சாரிய இஸ் பை பர்த் பிராமண பட் டேக்கிங் த க்ஷத்ரிய ப்ரொஃபஷன். யூ கேன் டேக் எனி ப்ரொஃபஷன், ஓகே. த்ரோணாச்சாரியா இஸ் த டீச்சர் ஆஃப் பாண்டவாஸ் அண்ட் கௌரவாஸ். த்விஜா மீன்ஸ் த்விஜோத்தமான் மீன்ஸ் பெஸ்ட் எமாங் பிராமின்ஸ்னு அர்த்தம். Dvija means once you, a person take Gayatri initiation, he is called Dvijaha. It is equal to a second birth. Dvijahana. Dvijahana, second born, an artham. How a person can born second time? Second born means if you take initiation into Gayatri, you are second born, an artham. Among those second born Brahmanas, who are having initiation to Gayatri, among them you are the best. த்விஜோத்தமான ஐஸ் வைக்கிறது குருவுக்கு, அப்படியாவது த்விஜோத்தம அஸ்மாக்கந்து தான் விசிஷ்டாக, ஏ விசிஷ்டாக அஸ்மாக்கம் நர், தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ப்ராமினென்ட் அமாங் அஸ் இன் அவர் ஆர்மி, தான் நிபோதா, மே யூ நோ. You have to know when you want to fight, you should know other side, enemy army also, and your side also. So among us, who are all great warriors, important people, VIPs, Tan Nibhodha, may you know, Nar. Nayakaha, the leaders of my army, Mama Sainyasya Nayakaha. And the Mama and Chonambodhe, செல்ஃபிஷ்னஸ் இண்டிகேட்ஸ். அவர் சைன்யம்னு சொல்லலாம் இல்லையோ, என்னுடைய சைன்யம்னு சொல்கிறேன், மை சைன்யம் அண்டே யூ ஆர் ஓன்லி ஒர்க்கிங் அண்டர் மீ, வாட் எவர் ஐ சே யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபாலோ, இந்த மாதிரி. மம சைன்யஸ்ய தான் சைனார்த்தம் தே பிரவீமி, ஐ ஆம் கோயிங் டு மென்ஷன் தேர் நேம் டு யூ ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் இன்ஃபர்மேஷன், ஆஸ் எ இன்ஃபர்மேஷன், as a information, yaar yaar irukkaranu theriyalana, you should know who is going to come tomorrow, he may come, you go with the preparation, no? You have to go with the preparation, and yaro pona ninga prepared a pole nenna, you will lose the battle, no? Therefore you have to come with preparation. For information sake I am going to enumerate their names, I am making you to remember those names, because even though you know all of them, still I am enumerating their, mentioning their names, those leaders' names. More in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha ஹரி ஓம்.